News.
Good to be with you, Joel.
Jack Ekstrom is with me, Senator, and we're talking energy. I know a lot of that's been going on in your hallways. Senator, what with these Hill visits that some of the oil industry is talking about, give me your overall take, because I get the sense that the nation is really looking to North Dakota on kind of how to do this.
Well, greetings to Jack as well. And, you know, there's no question about it. And that's why I'm really advocating a state's first comprehensive energy approach for the country, where the federal government, rather than having one big, massive, one-size-fits-all plan, you really have the federal government work with the states to let the states drive that energy development. And that's going to be different all over the country. I mean, we're doing amazing things in North Dakota in oil and gas, but we're also doing a lot in renewables and wind and other types of energy as well. And so, you know, each state has, you know, its own strengths. And by encouraging them to really develop their energy resources, I think we not only create energy security for our country, but we do it with the best environmental stewardship.
Good morning, Senator. Thank you for that. That's exactly what the industry would advocate as well. We have some terrific resource in Colorado. We also, of course, have tremendous resources in Texas that are being developed in the southern part of the state in the Eagleford. And there's, we actually have a play in southern Arkansas, and we have another one in Michigan. So there are all different kinds of plays and different kinds of requirements and opportunities all across the country. So that state's first plan is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Senator, it begs the question, though. Will it pass? Will it become policy for the nation?
Well, and see, that's the other thing, Joel, that this idea that you pass something all in one big multi-thousand-page bill, people don't like that. They want to know what's in the legislation. They want it to be straightforward, understandable, readable. They want people, you know, they want the lawmakers to know what's in the bill. The public wants to know what's in the bill. So you don't do it in, you know, one massive 1,000-plus page bill. Instead, you have smaller pieces that are very clear and very understandable. So when we talk about the Empower States Act, that's an act that goes to hydraulic fracturing, and it's very simple and straightforward. It says federal government, don't come in and try to have a one-size-fits-all regulatory approach to hydraulic fracturing, because the way you do it in North Dakota is different than the way you may do it in New York or Pennsylvania or Ohio or Colorado or California. So, and let the state take the lead regulatory role and work with industry to have clear, simple, understandable rules, encourage that investment, develop those new technologies so that you can do it in a way that not only produces more energy, but safely and with good environmental stewardship. And I think so, that step-by-step approach, Joel, that's what we did in North Dakota, and you were in the legislature then. So, I mean, you know how we worked on it.
So, I mean, you have support of that on both sides of the aisle. Heidi was talking about the same thing. Where is it? I mean, where are we at with it?
Well, we've made some progress, but understand that the administration wants a big federal approach with, you know, a lot more federal regulation, a lot more federal involvement. That's why we talk about Keystone all the time. Here, this thing's been in limbo for more than 5 years going through the federal regulatory process. That's not the right approach. So we've gotten some things through, but again, it's going to be step by step. And if we could get the administration on board, we'd get a lot more of it in place.
And there was talk about that yesterday, Senator, on air, about how some of these energy policies, they look to 2016 as being a change. And they're looking at future leaders on both sides of the aisle as to what their opinions are going to be. Senator, do you believe the Keystone Pipeline Project will be approved?
Well, I think that the administration's approach is to defeat it with delays. We're now in year six, so I think it will be approved if we can force it through Congress. And as you've said, that takes bipartisan approach. We're working to get the 60 votes that we need to essentially either approve it directly through Congress or force the administration to approve it. I think we have a good chance to get it done, but so far he's delayed it into year six.
But isn't there a timeline here where Secretary Kerry is going to come out with some announcement as to whether they feel this permit should go forward?
Well, they keep saying they're working through the process, but they'll never give us a definitive timeline. In fact, President Obama met with the governors on Monday, was asked by Mary Fallon, the governor of Texas, or excuse me, Oklahoma, who is also the leader of the National Governors Association, was asked, you know, point blank, how long until you're going to provide a decision on the Keystone XL pipeline? And he said a couple of months. That was Monday morning. So I was about ready to follow up on that as soon as Governor Fallon came out of the meeting and said that. And already Monday afternoon, Jay Carney, White House spokesman, walked that back and said, no, we're going to follow the process. It's in the State Department's hands now. And again, no timeline. So okay. they just keep dragging it out.
Senator, Western North Dakota, I want to talk to the audience that is living in the midst of all this. You wore many different hats in North Dakota, not the least of which was governor of the state of North Dakota. Do you think there's been a call for yearly sessions? Do you think that we in North Dakota can react? I realize that isn't what you're in charge of anymore, but just for Western North Dakota, these oil-producing counties, do you think we can react quick enough for the help that they need so they don't lose a construction year on roads and schools? And I think you get what I'm getting at, Senator.
Well, clearly we need to do more out there. There's no question about it in terms of the infrastructure, help for communities like Williston, Watford City, Dickinson, Kildare, and others. And in the rural areas, we need to do more with roads, obviously, with schools, with bridges, with law enforcement, no question about it. And, you know, just one suggestion I'd throw out there, Joel, is the legislature could provide more of that authority to the Industrial Commission so that between sessions they have more ability, particularly with, you know, like you say, with the biennial cycle, they would have more discretion, more ability to make sure that they can respond between sessions to those needs. And that might be one way to address it.
But and I know after all those years of you know, working with you as an adversary and as an advocate sometimes. I mean, that's the way government works.
Right.
But I was not a proponent of yearly sessions. But the economy's gotten so big in North Dakota now. And the need has gotten so big. And if a guy could narrow that focus, bring them in for a month and say, look, we're going to worry about these oil-producing counties. We're going to get this done. If you were governor, would that have ever been something you'd support?
Well, I think that's something you'd have to discuss with your legislative leaders. That's why I'm suggesting, you know, providing more flexibility like we've talked about or like I just described with the Industrial Commission. But I think regardless of the approach, Joel, clearly we've got to do more to help with infrastructure because we are growing so much and we have so much energy development.
Well, I think the people of Western North Dakota are glad to hear you say that. Senator, on a different note, you had a chance to visit with the Diversion Authority. We visited with Senator Heitkamp earlier. She painted kind of a bleak picture when it comes to funding the flood protection for Fargo through what the Diversion Authority has proposed. Where do you sit on that? Do you think this gets funded?
Well, look, I think we will get it funded. The challenge is how much funding we can get, you know, year by year. Where we are right now is we've gotten about $33 million for what's called PED, Project Engineering and Design. We'll get another $6 to $7 million for FY14, which is this year now. And that'll get us up to about $40 million for design and development of the project. That's what they need. Now we need to get to construction funding. Two things have to happen. One, we have to get the WERDA bill through, which is in conference right now. We've got approval of the project in both the Senate and the House version, but we got to get the conference report passed. I believe that will happen, I hope, within the next couple of months. That authorizes the project. Then for FY15, we need to start getting construction funding, because that then frees up both state money and local money. And as you know, the state's already authorized $450 million for the project. Now, my concern is we will not be in the president's budget. And I've been raising a pretty big ruckus with OMB and everybody else, but we're not going to be in the president's budget. So that means we're going to have to try to work something through the Appropriations Committee. That's no small feat when we're not in the budget. Just, you know, it works in the state, same thing at the federal level. So that's a big hurdle, but we're going to go after it hard and you know, obviously do everything we can to get it done.
What did those leaders that come spoke to you, in case of not funding, where do they see this going over the next biennium?
Well, I think that at this point they very much want to see us get to construction dollars that free up state and local match, and that's even though we may not be able to get large amounts of federal dollars, hopefully that would enable us to get going on the construction, which, you know, obviously we need to do. We've got to have permanent protection in place in the Red River Valley. And then we also need to work on the upstream issues, as you know. I mean, you know, that you come from that part of the state. We tried to get some help in the Farm Bill there. We've got about $500 million there. And, you know, I continue to push the Corps and others to come up with help on those upstream issues, because that's got to be part of the solution, too.
Yeah. Senator Holman, thank you for your time today, sir.
All right. Thanks, Joel. And Jack, good to be with you.
Thanks, Senator. Good to be with you.
Senator John Holman, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go find Terry Spies and get a weather forecast. Terry?
Well, Joel, we have a strong cold front that's dropping south out of southern Canada here today, and this is going to produce...